Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Pat, I was biting the other day, and I've read this verse of scripture. You ever read a verse of scripture, and you're like, well, I've read that before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've read that before. And if you're not careful, you know, you can become familiar with the word. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And maybe breeze through certain things or say, well, I've read that. I know this story. And we don't want to do that because, you know, the Holy Spirit will speak to you again. He'll give you another application. He'll lighten that word. And just really it's presumption on our part if we just want to just blow through something, if you will,
right,
that maybe we have an understanding, a piece of, and really think that that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, God's word, you're never going to exhaust, you know. It's limitless.
That's right. It's alive.
You know, it's alive. It's the mm-hmm. living book, you know, sharper than edged, the double-edged sword, you know. Mm-hmm. And God wants to speak directly to us. And I was reading in Proverbs 30, verse 5, and the word says that every word of God is flawless. Mm. Every word of God is flawless, without one single flaw. And that he, God, is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And I just kind of like stopped there for a minute, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, sometimes we can just blaze through and it's like, mm-hmm. it's not about how much you read, you know, it's not about the quantity. Mm-hmm. It's about slowing down enough to really just read and listen and allow the Holy Spirit, if that's where he wants to park, he wants you to park there for a little bit and speak to you about a verse of scripture, it's for you to stay there. And mm-hmm. I was just meditating on that and thinking about a shield. And thinking about, you know, the protection that there is in God. You know, we're living in days where so many different things are happening and accelerating. We've seen attacks on our nation in the last 10 years that we have probably never seen in the history of our nation. Mm-hmm. There are people that are walking around with so much anxiety, especially in public places and in bigger cities at times, where they're concerned that maybe something is going to happen or some sort of attack or there's some sort of illness that's coming out and a mm-hmm. new strand of whatever, and that my child is going to get sick. And I mean, do you remember 10 years ago anyone squirting the antibacterial? I don't even remember. It was like, that's a new product. But now you can mm-hmm. go to any hospital. You can go to any restaurant. You can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just common practice. You used to be wash your hands, but now people whip out that antibacterial right. and wipe away. And just people are concerned about getting sick and all these different little things. And mm-hmm. they're hearing about abductions or children going to school and different things happening. And if we're not careful, mm-hmm. you know, spirit of fear can get on top of you.
Get all caught up in that.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're paranoid now. You don't think that, hello, God's big enough to protect you.
Right.
To protect you. And God was just reinforcing, listen, he is a shield. Mm-hmm. He is a shield to those who take refuge. And a shield, you know, when I think about it, you know, and how God's described, you know, it's like, my goodness, a shield is used for, it's a piece of weaponry. You know, and in particular, it's a piece of weaponry. It's not an offensive piece, but it's a piece of, and it's designed for protection, mm-hmm. defense and protection. And they tell a boxer that, you know, you stand a good chance of winning if you don't get hit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get hit and you don't get any attack, you stand a really good chance of hitting because all you need is kind of one shot forward, a good shot, and maybe you can take your opponent down. Mm-hmm. And there's something about being protected and being covered because we have a real enemy that desires to take us out. And a shield is something that, when you think about it, it's made of some of the hardest material, and it's able to withstand brute violence or force. And the things that it was able to withstand, if you think about shields that were made in previous times and, you know, what they were, I mean, David tried to pick up a shield and all these different mm-hmm. things, but they're designed to take the blows of a sword. They're designed to take the blows of knives and of arrows. And so that these weapons that can easily pierce your skin and go through you and cut you, mm-hmm. they don't land on you, but they land on the shield. And as I was thinking about that, and just the Lord just kind of reminded me that you know, the battle that we have against the enemy is an up and close battle. The enemy tries to get really close to you and to try to pierce you with so many different things and so many different attacks, so many arrows of lies and just so many hatchets, if you will, of just wants to cut you down. And I think about how God is willing to get in between the swords, the knives, and be that shield and be willing to take the brute force and the ferociousness of an attack so that we don't have to. So that we don't have to get hit. And I just start thinking about the protection that is in God, the protection that he has for his sons and his daughters and for those that take refuge in him. And, the enemy wants to take us out, but if we're not careful, just like Shrek, the sheep that we've talked about in a previous program, you can wander outside of the protection of the Lord. You can be away from God's ability to protect. It's not that God can't protect you. It's that you actually ran out. I often say that if I'm holding, a lot of times, you know, people tend to blame God for things that happen. But if I'm walking the street, you know, in New York City with my child, I would tell my kids, hey, listen, you need to hold my hands. You know, even my big son, we're in Times Square here. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You need to hold my hand. We're crossing the street because these cars are going crazy, these cabs and people running around, and you can get hit easily. In fact, we just had a friend. We just had a friend, bless her heart, pray for Pilal, who got hit by a car in New York. But you can get hit. So you need to hold my hand. But if my children were crossing the street, if they were ever to just shake their hand loose from my hand and just run in the middle of the road and get hit by a car, it wouldn't be correct for them to say, you know, oh, why did you do that? I didn't do that to you. You snatched your hand from my hand, and you went into a place unguarded, and you got hit. That's what happened. You got hit. And oftentimes people are getting all sorts of hits, are getting just damaged and bruised and battered down because they've left outside of the protection that is in God. There is a protection in the Lord. We don't have to fear because God has our back. And many people today claim the promises of God. You know, it's like, yeah, well, I'm going to claim that and that's for me. And you know, I'm going to accept that and that's it. But isn't it interesting that, you know, yes, it's true that God is a shield. Many of the things that God in his word, it's true. Yes, God is a shield. But he's a shield for those who take refuge. If you don't take refuge in God, hello, you're not going to be protected. It's like, you know, it is true that an umbrella will, you know, prevent you from getting rain. Hello, only if you open the umbrella. If you use the umbrella.
Stand under it.
It is true that a coat in the winter will keep you warm. This is fact. This is true. But the coat will only keep the person warm who actually puts it on. By itself, it's not going to do that. You have to put on Christ. You have to be in the Lord. You have to come up underneath God. And receive his love and his protection and his guidance. But we don't want to be misguided. We don't want to be clueless. You know, the enemy hates your guts because you're made in the image and in the likeness of Christ, of God. And he wants to destroy you and take you out. Yes, God is a shield. He is a protector. But we are to come up underneath his wings. We're supposed to come up underneath him and allow him to get in between those things. When we make him the Lord of our life, the boss of our life, the savior of our life, listen, if God's got your back, that's all you need. He is the shield, but you must take refuge in the Lord. Make him your savior. Make him your Lord. Give him your whole heart. He has your back. No more fear. No more worries. No more anxiousness. Listen, if you made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, you're a son, you're a daughter in the kingdom. The shield of the Lord is between the thing that wants to take you out. Take refuge in him today. He is your shield.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.